couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Guy DiPlacido, and the Celtics beat the Heat 110-106. In true Miami Heat Boston Celtics fashion, this game was very physical and it came down to the wire. But good overall win for the Celtics team. This is a game the Miami Heat played without Jimmy Butler. Terry Rozier got hurt, left the game. Josh Richardson got hurt, left the game. So this was a very, very undermanned Miami Heat team. So Miami Heat fans, I'm sure, are going to sit here and complain. And I'm sure they're going to call the Celtics dirty. And I don't really care, because at this point, the Celtics also dealt with Bam trying to rip Porzingis' balls off and continued to go on and do what they needed to do to win. So overall, this is a very, very physical game. Super Bowl Sunday, it looked like a football game at times, truly. But they came out with the victory, 41-12 on the season. Going to follow today's podcast pretty much the same. Run through player of the game, run through some of the highs, some of the lows. To get things started, want to give player of the game to Jason Tatum here. This is another game for Tatum where he was so close to that triple-double. 26 points tonight, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. The shot attempts were significantly better, right? I've given him a lot of crap this year for shot selection. Only took 6 three-point attempts today, 11 of 20 from the field. This was a good game from him overall. Moved the ball, rebounded, had 2 blocks, played well defensively, and down the stretch had a couple of really, really strong plays. Like, really tough finish through Robinson to go up 7 with 4.5 left, and then had 2 big free throws to go up 110-104, which really iced the game. So Jason Tatum, really good game overall. Had 1 turnover, held the ball too long, and ended up having a 24-second shot clock violation. That technically doesn't go down as a Jason Tatum turnover. It goes as a team turnover. But it was his fault. It was his fault, right? Tried to go into his move with 6 seconds left, I believe. So it was definitely 100% on him. It doesn't count on him in the stat sheet. So should have had 2 turnovers in this. That one was late in the game too. But again, compounded with everything else that he did, that's a good overall game. The other guy, honestly, could have given it to very easily in this game, Kristaps Porzingis. He actually left for, didn't really miss a lot of time, but lower back contusion again. But he came right back. 25 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. Good overall game. 8 of 14 from the field, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Porzingis just continues to do absolutely everything. This Miami Heat team is very capable of putting the screws to the Celtics team, like forcing them into the parts of their game that they're not the most comfortable with. Kristaps Porzingis completely wrecks that entire thing, completely wrecks it, because they have no one that can really match up with him. Bam is good. Give him all the credit in the world. He's undersized to compete against Porzingis. Porzingis was shooting over guys all night. 8 of 14 from the field. It's just beautiful basketball watching him kind of do his thing. But he had a huge 3 from Tatum to go up 7 with 7 minutes left. 2 big free throws to go up 4 with a minute. A big tip that led to the JV offensive rebound while we were up 4 with 15 seconds left. So, like, he showed up in big moments, like huge moments. So good game from him. But honestly, it didn't stop there. You know, Jrue Holiday, this is another really solid game. 15 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, a block, kind of doing a little bit of everything. Like, one of the biggest points in this game, and I guess in the third quarter at least, monster, had a great corner 3 to go up 7 after a massive Heat run. The Celtics were up, I think, 15 points, and the Miami Heat brought it all the way down to, I think, 4. Huge 3 from Holiday. then had a block on Rozier, and then had another monster step back three over Robinson late in the third to go up 7. And then another one, another three, to go up 85-75. So he was just doing everything in that third quarter. Unbelievable third quarter from Jrue Holiday in this one. It was the reason the Celtics like continued to kind of chip away or continued to keep a lead over this team. So good overall from him. Jaylen Brown, some are going to say it was horrible. Some are going to say it's great. I'm going to say it was good, right? 20 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. Here's what happened in the fourth quarter, right? A lot of good, a lot of bad, right? He obviously will start here, got a flagrant foul, kind of threw Duncan Robinson aside. Definitely a flagrant, not going to argue it. That was a huge, huge play. And that was when the game was close. And that gave the Heat some free throws. It gave them another possession. And it led to what was a 7-0 Heat run at that time. So obviously, huge impact on the game. Did have another turnover later in the fourth as well. But his fourth quarter was excellent. At the end of the third, Jaylen Brown had 13 points. He ended with 20, had 7 in the fourth. But he also D'd up Bam Adebayo in the post, forcing a very tough shot by Caleb Martin after Bam spent 8 seconds trying to back JB down. He would not back down. So Jaylen Brown, a couple of massive shots and a couple of massive defensive plays down the stretch. So yes, you look at the turnovers, not good, right? Had 6 turnovers overall, couple of them late in the game. Had the flagrant, not great, right? I acknowledge a lot of the negatives that he did, but he also contributed a lot in certain aspects of today's game. So I'll give him credit there. I already kind of talked about the negatives, so I won't talk about him in the second half, but there were negatives. It wasn't a perfect game from JB. But overall, you'll take that, right? Outside of that, I think he did get some decent contributions. I thought Pritchard was pretty good in this. Was a -6 on the plus-minus, so take that as you may, but 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. I thought in the fourth quarter and third quarter, actually, like a couple of huge plays. Had a 3 to start the second, a great transition stop late in the third, kind of poked the ball out in transition, and then a huge 3 to start the fourth. Had an offensive rebound and a mid-range early in fourth as well. So 5 points early in this fourth quarter that I want to say put the Celtics back up 15 or pretty damn close to it. Now, obviously, significantly closer game than 15 points, right? So there were some negatives. There were reasons that the Celtics kind of fell off. I'll dive into those. But Brayden Pritchard, I thought, performed. Thought he played pretty well in this game. But overall, I mean, you look at the stats from the team as a whole. 27 assists tonight on 41 makes. Solid. You'd like there to be more shot attempts. Didn't get to the free throw line a ton. 17. I mean, it's fine, right? 70%. Lower than what we should be shooting, but you've got JB missed 3, tough. Porzingis missed 2, tough. Overall, though, I mean, if Porzingis is shooting 9 to miss only 2, isn't the worst thing in the world, right? But 70%, that number could be a little bit higher. The Celtics are capable of shooting significantly better than that. But you look at the 3-point percentage too, like 41%, 16 to 39, like that's a good number, right? Compared to the Heat's 12 of 40, 30%. So overall, I mean, the Celtics did outplay the Heat in a number of aspects of this game. But there were also some things that the Heat outplayed the Celtics in. And I want to dive into that. Before we dive into some of the negatives, I want to take a quick break for word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality.
Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets? All right, so I want to dive into some of the negatives here. I'll try to keep this section short. Again, Super Bowl Sunday, a lot of people probably aren't even watching this game. With that being said, obviously, we've talked about some of Jaylen Brown's mishaps. As a team, the other big issue that we ran into tonight was on the offensive glass. 14 offensive rebounds for this Miami Heat team. I don't know what happened with this Celtics team because they were one of the best defensive rebounding teams in the NBA for a large majority of this season. There have been a couple games as of late that has been an absolute nightmare, and it's leading to a bunch of easy shots on the other end, right? It's not good. It's not good. There are still areas for improvement for this team, which, again, some people are going to sit here and say that that's a huge issue. Some people are going to say, okay, if we still have room for improvement and we're still winning 80% of our games, we're in pretty good shape, right? That's the side I tend to lean on. I like to kind of be a little bit more on the optimistic side. Some may call it a green teamer, right? It is what it is. If you watch this Celtics team play, they are just so damn good. They talked about it on the broadcast too. J.J. Redick brought it up. To have Drew Holiday as a fourth or fifth option is a ridiculous luxury. Like having the team that we have, having Al Horford come off the bench is a ridiculous luxury, right? This Celtics team, if you have guys like Jaylen Brown, for instance, tonight, who has sort of an off night, again, the 6 turnovers, not good. And honestly, some will say, oh, that's just Jaylen Brown. It hasn't been, because he's been a lot better with the turnovers. This is one of those games. It wasn't great, right? But for him to have a not-so-great game and the Celtics still walk away with a win is something that we haven't seen a lot in the past. But this year, we have Porzingis and Holiday that are just playing at such a ridiculous level that can spell some of those off stretches, right? So the Celtics are poised in a much different way than they have in the past to be able to offset some of the off nights that some of our guys may have. Last year and in years past, you needed Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown both to be on. If one of them wasn't, the Celtics could lose that game. We're not losing a lot of those games. Again, we're 41-12. We are beating the absolute hell out of a lot of teams. Like, we've won 77% of our games this year. We have the best scoring differential in the league by a long shot. And in the Eastern Conference, we have a 5-game lead this far into the season. We are 53 games into this season, and we have a 5-game lead over second place. And that's, you know, Eastern Conference, Western Conference, it doesn't matter. Like, Western Conference, if you add them into the mix, we have a 4.5-game lead over the Timberwolves, right? The Celtics are playing really good basketball. Do they have their shortcomings? Yes. Every single team has their shortcomings, though. And that's what a lot of people just fail to realize. No team is perfect. No team is going 82-0, right? It doesn't happen. But the Celtics right now are on pace for 60-plus wins. Like, this is a special group that needs to be celebrated, right? Overall, listen, Miami Heat,
Boston Celtics, always a tough matchup. Celtics got the better of them today. They swept the season series. Still not a team that I would like to see in the playoffs. Is it going to happen? Probably. If it does happen, am I going to be worried about it? Not particularly, but I don't. Doesn't mean I want to play them, right? I think the Celtics team, this Celtics team, is capable of beating anybody, especially in a seven-game series. Any team is capable of losing a game. Any team, right? I don't know if this Celtics team is going to lose four out of seven, right? Which puts Celtics in a pretty good spot for Banner 18. So that's where we're going to wrap things up. Super Bowl Sunday, Celtics come out with a great win against a very gritty, very tough Miami Heat team. Have a great night, Celtics fans. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who